kind of wish my my two-year-old was here tonight, because I know she'd pick up some of the words from that. She'd be singing it for the next couple of weeks, so it's kind of a nice reminder. I'm now going to introduce Dr. Chopra, Dr. Shiv Chopra. He is a world-famous scientist. He's a veterinary graduate from Punjab University, India, and holds a master's and PhD in microbiology and immunology, pardon me, from McGill. He's a fellow of the World Health Organization. And living in Canada for the last 45 years, he's a tireless social activist with numerous community and public service awards. He has been nationally and internationally recognized as a whistleblower on various drug approval activities in Canada, and was fired from his post as a senior drug evaluator in the Veterinary Drugs Directorate on July 14, 2004, after more than 35 years of service at Health Canada. Dr. Chopra has also been outspoken on a number of other issues, including the government's mismanage of BGH, bovine growth hormone, BSE, and a host of other food safety issues, as well as racism in the Federal Public Service of Canada. Dr. Chopra is going to speak about his experiences and his views on the corporatization of knowledge and its harmful global effects on the safety and security of our food supply.
Thank you all. It's a great honor and a great pleasure for me to be here. Unlike Percy, in every way, almost one-third of him. He has five children. I have two. He has 15 grandchildren. I have five. And he wears a tie. I don't. We, the two of us, in very different ways, are hitting at the guts of our government, which I think time has come, must pay attention. If they don't, then you people here and the people of the world will make them. Time has come that the prime ministers and the ministers stop wasting their time taking each other's tape recordings and speaking in Punjabi, because I am a Punjabi too. I understand that language. My Minister of Health, who's been there more than a year, knows that I'm fired. We come from the same district back home in India. He's from BC. He was formerly an NDP. And I thought he was generally a very honest man. He probably still is. But he has not said a word what happened to my two other colleagues and I, why we were fired on the same day, for the same reason, while all three of us were on sick leave, extended sick leave, and all of us were told that we are disobedient. They won't say disobedient for what. If it's disobedience for blowing the whistle on corruption, well, then we are ready to take them on. That basically what happened. They're saying, they're not telling the public what we were disobedient about, but they're saying we were disobedient, and we're saying we're disobedient for the following reasons. Because we, and by the way, a fourth colleague, died in the process. And the issue of racism was brought up a minute ago. The reason racism was brought up in my life, because whenever I spoke the truth, they said he's a foreigner. He doesn't know how to work the North American way of doing business. This is recorded, said by an assistant deputy minister. Not only me, they said all visible minorities don't know how to work the North American way of doing business. If that means corruption, yes, that's true, we don't. Yet, my colleagues, Margaret Hayden, who's a white woman from Alberta, Gerard Lambert is a white man from Quebec, I am from India, our colleagues who died was black from Uganda. So obviously there's no racism among us, the scientists, telling the truth. I worked at Health Canada for 35 years. I'm 70 years of age. My only job has been to uphold the Food and Drugs Act, which comes under the criminal code, which basically says that all companies that want to sell any drugs for either humans or animals must send their research data to the Minister of Health for verification by government scientists. We don't do any tests. We only take the company data. They can lie, but we still accept it, whatever they give, and we still, if we find something inadequate or wrong, insufficient, that's all we do. We only read their papers. But they're saying, don't even ask for that. Pass it. And we've been saying for a number of years, they're pressuring us to pass drugs of questionable safety. And we're not talking just simple chemicals that they use for treating people or their diseases. We're talking about food. We're talking about drugs, chemicals, pesticides that go into food production, into food-producing animals and crops. These are chemicals that cause cancer, like hormones in beef, like antibiotics that cause antibiotic resistance in bacteria inside the animals. Those bacteria go to people and kill people. There are chemicals, actually biological materials, dead cows, other dead animals fed back to animals. They cause mad cow disease, and they kill people. We scientists know about these things because we see it. We predicted back in 1997, we wrote to Jean Chrétien, that mad cow disease could occur in Canada. Please tell your Minister of Health to speak to us. Nothing. Then when mad cow disease did occur in Canada, we wrote again, this is how to stop it. Stop feeding animals to animals, and the disease will stop on that day. That's how the Europeans did it, and we have it, and they are lying. They call it science-based. We are the scientists. They're not scientists. They're accountants or lawyers and things like that. A few minutes ago, it was said that Percy's fights were like David and Goliath. Similar things were said about me in Ottawa in the newspapers, David and Goliath. My son said, it's not David and Goliath, it's David and the Liath. Because they're all lying, that it cannot happen. Because it causes not only cancer, death, it causes infertility in people. It causes precocious puberty in young girls at the age of 7, 8 reach puberty these days. Males are becoming infertile. They become sterile. Sperm counts have dropped. We've lost all our fisheries, not from overfishing. It's all because of genetic engineering. It's all because of all those effluents, chemical effluents, that get into the waters, that then ultimately destroy even the plankton. The animals, fish, have nothing to eat. And the fry becomes sterile. That's how we've killed all our fish, both on the East Coast and the West Coast. Now they want to go with genetically modified foods of every kind. They did that to crops without telling people. Then they came to do that for milk. When that happened, that file landed on my desk in 1988, and it wasn't Monsanto. There was a second company. There were actually 4 companies at that time. 2 withdrew because they were fighting with each other in courts over patents, but 2 companies remained. It was Monsanto, and the other company was called Eli Lilly, another multi-billion-dollar company. And when it was brought to my desk, and one of my colleagues said, oh, it's the same BGH, even though it's genetically modified, genetically engineered, it's the same, so it won't do any harm, we don't need to review it. I said, no, even if it's natural, I want to know what artificially given hormone would do to the cow. Because after all, it's a hormone, and I know hormones produce other hormones, and it's a growth hormone, and we need to know where does that hormone go to do what. And we can measure it. I said, let's ask the company to take a look at the thyroid, because thyroxine hormone we can measure. Let's look at the pancreas so that we'll see what it does to insulin. Let's look at the ovary. We'll know what it does.